WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Rock critic Ken Tucker hasn't compiled a conventional top 10 music list this year. In keeping with the increasingly fragmented multimedia world in which popular music is disseminated and heard, he's come up with a quick overview of the industry, along with his picks for some of the year's best music in all its genres and formats.
That was Nelly Mackay, one of the more original and idiosyncratic pop music artists to make an interesting album in 2006. In this case, a double album called Pretty Little Head. Like Mackay, who harkens back to Tin Pan Alley and occasionally uses hip-hop metrics as a singer-songwriter, other pop acts demonstrated what an a la carte menu pop music has become. Take, for example, one of the year's biggest sellers, Gnarls Barkley's Crazy. This semi-supergroup was formed by the Atlanta rapper CeeLo Green and the Baltimore-based DJ and producer Danger Mouse. Together, they made music that blended hip-hop beats with 60s soul music vocals and 70s funk rhythms.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
This was a year in which CD sales dropped 5%, and along with it, the notion of the album as many performers' primary mode of expression. Instead, many of us heard music in other ways. Single songs downloaded onto computers and iPods. Tunes plucked from any band that put up their profile on MySpace.com and uploaded a song to make you think you were part of an elite fan club. We trolled for music videos on YouTube.com. Or, heaven help us, we downloaded ringtones, little bits of songs to amuse yourself and impress or annoy others when your cell phone goes off. These were the surging revenue streams for all genres of music this year. Not that the album, conceived as a suite of songs meant to cohere as an aesthetic and sometimes narrative whole, completely disappeared. One of the best was my favorite combination hard rock emo album, My Chemical Romance's grandiose but grand The Black Parade.
They're gonna clean up your looks with all the lies in the books to make a citizen out of you. Because they sleep with a gun and keep an eye on you, son, so they can watch all the things you do. Because the drugs never work, they're gonna give you a smirk, 'cause they got methods of keeping you clean. They're gonna rip up your heads, your aspirations to shreds. Another cog in the murder machine. They said I'll say they can scare the living out of me. They can kill us.
It was a pretty weak year for mainstream pop, what with the unavoidable ascendance of American Idol both on television and on the record charts, and a rather lame year for hip-hop, in which the gangsters sounded ever more nasty and desperate. Jay-Z's much-buzzed-about comeback album dropped nearly 80% the second week of its release, and the rapper Nas entitled his album Hip Hop Is Dead. Thank goodness for Ghostface Killah's Fish Scale, my pick for hip-hop album of the year. On the other hand, it was a great year for country music. My favorite in a walk was Willie Nelson's You Don't Know Me, the songs of Cyndi Walker.
First one you've kissed, just so I'll be the last. And I don't care if I'm not the first you've caressed. Darling, I'll never. Yesterday's gone, just love me from now on. Be true to me, forget about the past. For I don't care if I am not the first love you've known. Just so I'll
If you were looking for country artists younger than Willie, James Hand, Bradley Walker, and the Dixie Chicks all put out first-rate records. If you're looking for country older than Willie, I highly recommend the two best reissues of any genre this year, both on Columbia Legacy. Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys' Legends of Country Music, four discs of swivel-hip country swing. And Johnny Cash at San Quentin, a 2-CD, 1-DVD collection of his rightfully legendary 1969 prison concert. Ultimately, it was possible to find good albums in every genre, from the funk rocker Citizen Cope to senior citizen Bob Dylan. And even Dylan did a commercial for iPod this year. You can also make him your own personal ringtone.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. You'll find his list on our website, freshair.npr.org.